This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
With me on the line, fam, I do have Augusta Brunt, and she is going to be speaking to us a little bit more about Bonnievale 418, as to what is going down there, and of course where the name Bonnievale 418 comes from, and you know, just getting into details as to the incredible work that is happening in Bonnievale. Augusta, how are you this afternoon?
I'm really great. Thank you so much. It is an amazing opportunity, and it's always nice to talk about Bonnievale and what God is doing here.
Definitely. And indeed, it is amazing what is happening there. So, first things first, tell us a bit about, you know, the reason why you started doing the work that you're doing, you know, just the inspiration behind that, and maybe just a little bit about who you are and how it all began for you.
Okay, yes. Well, the whole education sector in Bonnievale, you know, was in quite a dilemma, I would say, because of the number of high school dropouts, because of the fact that there were one academic school in Bonnievale that obviously could not house all the children that coming from the primary schools. And so in 2016, a group of Bonnievale from different spheres of life just came together, and we decided, or not decided, we believed that God actually, the vision was to build another high school, which resulted in the Jacques Gerwel Technical High School in Bonnievale. And out of that, we realized that, you know, now we have two amazing high schools, but after high school, these children need to have like pathways and job employment. And lower down, we saw that there's a little bit of gaps in the schools. And so the vision was then expanded. I believe it's got part of God's goal for Bonnievale, and we started Bonnievale 418. The 418 is Luke 4 verse 18, that says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed us to do the good work, to spread the good news to people. And that is really what is in our hearts. And I was for 12 years involved in early childhood education. And in 2016, when we started this project, I got involved there. My passion for education was always there. And there's similar people like me on that were part of this incredible project. And I don't even want to call it a project, because we didn't see it as a project. We really saw it as us as a community taking ownership of our town, and really, you know, the essence of it all is we believe that we want to draw the hearts of our people back to God, and for us, education is one of those keys that we use.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, also linked to the word of God as well. And that's what I like about it, because I know that Luke 4:18 is what also inspired everything, and the reason why you do what you do. And then looking at perhaps some of the work within, obviously it's community development, and you know, how has it been received ever since inception? You know, how has the community gathered and helped and supported Bonnievale 418?
Well, to be honest with you, I think from the very, very beginning, it was really received with I don't even have the words, you know, to describe it. But I think the success in this was not and somebody from another community coming into town and you know, giving us something. This was community. We were the community. And it spurred in our hearts that we are the solution for Bonnieville, not somebody else, or you know, you always look at the next person. But in this regard, we use the story of Nehemiah when he was rebuilding the walls, and we were saying, you know, everyone has a part in rebuilding Bonnieville. So it's not us that is coming and now we this amazing people that is changing. We're just part of a process of what God is restoring in Bonnieville on very different levels for some people. But so we ask a question: what is in your hand? And that is what you bring to the table. It didn't matter if you had a degree or if you were rich or if, you know, that didn't matter. It was what is in your heart and what is in your hand. And that is, I believe, that really sparked this whole vision. And the fact that there's a school standing today, we are actually in our fourth year and we have our first matriculants finishing this year and our first School of Skills learners, because this school is a school of skills. It is a technical high school and it is an agricultural high school, and that is what is possible when God is in it, and when you know, when people start to believe that I can do things through Christ that strengthens me. But so many times we will say Bible verses, but we don't actually go out and do something. I just learned with this whole process that God really wants us to be the difference and to start to make the difference in our own community. So the community of Bonnieville really, really accepted it. You know, to think back of you know, in 2017 when we had to have a certain amount of learners that was enrolled for us to appoint teachers, and in that first year we had already 140 learners. I think it was 140, and there was no school in sight at that stage. You know, that's how much the community believed that the school is going to happen. And it would not have been possible. You know, we did simple things like picking up stones at the school, you know, before there was anything there. And that involved anybody in the community that wanted to be part of that. And so I think that is how the whole thing built up to the point where we are today.
The community, and I love what you said, that, you know what, it wasn't someone, an outsider, coming and saying this is how we resolve your issues, but it was the community saying, you know what, we have an issue here and we're going to resolve it in this way, you know. And you taking ownership as the community of Bonnieville. And so now, COVID-19 pandemic that has affected everyone globally, has also affected organizations. How were you affected, and how did you sort of rise above the issues that perhaps COVID-19 came with in running your organization?
Well, obviously there were issues. Nobody really can say that it did not affect. We all had our fair share of being in quarantine and family members testing positive and all of that. But throughout the whole process, you know, when we look back at when we start Bonnieville 418, we only opened office in 2020, and that was in the first COVID year. And for us, it was totally incredible to just see when the vision belongs to God, He's the one that sustains it.
Come on.
Because we planted an NGO in our town in 2020 with enough funding to appoint people and to sustain the organization. And it is just incredible. We started in 2020. We started different projects, you know, with like Year Beyond is one of our projects, because I told you that education is really important for us, and that is how we believe we can change the trajectory of where our children is going. So we had all these amazing programs coming in, which means that 32 young people in Bonnieville is now on a learnership where they can actually get a stipend every month. So during those difficult times for many, many people, God sort of, you know, like kept us and really enabled us to not just support our community, but also enable young people to earn something when they left after matric, left school. And you know, we could provide schools with additional assistance through this project that we had. And so in the COVID context, I really believe that that has been an amazing opportunity for our young people to invest in the lives of younger children like themselves in the community where they live. So we have home assisting programs, and because, you know, COVID obviously had a huge effect on the schools being closed and children lost valuable teaching time. And that is how we trying to help and to make sure that they are not left behind, and we were really fortunate to be able to get these programs and you know, to sign with government and really bring these things to Bonnieville. And so for us, I'm not saying they weren't challenges, because there's always little challenges, but it was just amazing to see how God is sending in resources, you know, things like masks that we could distribute to all the schools, and to the ECD centers we could help with things like all the PPEs that they needed, and it almost felt like we were in this little place where God was sending the manna every day, you know. Yeah, what we needed, God, was there all the time, and that was, I think, for me, the most amazing part of this, that in a time when people are really struggling and people are really going through tough times, we were in a fortunate position where we could really help our people in our town. And I know there's a lot of other projects doing similar things in Bonnieville. That's one of the things we believe. We're not the only ones that have the Spirit of God in us. You know, there's many, many others just like us, and that is, I think, that what sustain us in a way as an organization, but also as a part of Bonnieville.
Sure, very powerful. God supplied the manna through those excuse me, I just had to take a bit of a break there with the cough, but yeah, it's just so amazing to see God coming through for the organization and coming through so that, you know, it's sustainable and it goes on, because it is so needed within the Bonnieville community. And so how do people get a hold of you if they are wanting to partner up and wanting, you know, to share, for you to share a little bit more about Bonnieville 418?
They can contact my number is 072-071-4032, or they can go onto our website, which is www.bonnieville418.co.za, and we also have a Facebook page, Bonnieville 418. So yeah, that's the three things that they, if they want to contact us. Everything is on our website if they need more information, but they are welcome to call as well.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us, Augusta Brandt family, representing Bonnievale 418. Please go to the website. You'll see for yourself what it's all about. And as she's already explained, how you can get a hold of her. Thank you so much, Augusta. We pray that God extends your territory and, you know, that he will sustain what you have started in Bonnievale. God bless you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It was really great speaking to you.
Thank you. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Right, family, it is always great to celebrate things that are happening in the community. Community development is great, and it is always something that is worthy to be celebrated. Until Grace finds us, Toron Wells, one of my very favorite songs. I'm sorry to be biased, but I have to. Yo, Toron, coming up.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.